The top five at five.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Former President Donald Trump announcing a third run for the White House during a primetime speech last night in Florida. New Jersey greenlights a controversial bear hunt to coincide with the state's six-day deer shoot hunt. Two Russian-made missiles strike NATO member Poland, killing two people. The third time's the charm as NASA's new unmanned Megamoon rocket blasts off into outer space. Sentencing for a New York woman in an attempted firebombing of an occupied NYPD police cruiser during George Floyd protests in New York City. Former President Donald Trump has officially announced he is running for president in 2024, marking his third bid for the White House, saying, "We are a nation in decline and America's comeback starts right now." Trump made the announcement Tuesday night in an address from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
The announcement comes as the embattled former president faces multiple criminal and civil investigations. Republicans are also coming off a worse than expected showing in the midterm elections. Trump never conceded his reelection bid in 2022, Joe Biden. President Biden has said he will run again, but has not formally announced. New Jersey's controversial black bear hunt, it is on. The New Jersey Fish and Game Council voting to reinstate the hunt during its meeting Tuesday in Trenton, New Jersey. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy, who previously opposed the hunt, agreed to it due to an increase in bear sightings around the Garden State.
The empirical data and the anecdotal evidence was overwhelming that we were coming close to putting people's lives at risk, and we can't let that happen.
The governor also cited predictions by wildlife officials that the state's bear population in New Jersey could grow to more than 4,000 in the next 2 years. The council approved an emergency rule allowing the bear hunt to coincide with the annual six-day shotgun season for deer from December 5th through December 10th. World leaders gathering at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, are attempting to defuse a potential escalation in the months-long Ukraine war after a Russian-made missile struck NATO member Poland, killing two people 4 miles from Ukraine's border. The circumstances surrounding the incident remain unclear. It's not yet known who fired the missile or precisely where it was fired from, though the Polish Foreign Ministry has described it as Russian-made. Department of Defense Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We are aware of the press reports alleging that two Russian missiles have struck a location inside Poland near the Ukraine border. I can tell you that we don't have any information at this time to corroborate those reports and are looking into this further.
Speaking to reporters after holding an emergency meeting with G7 and NATO leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit, U.S. President Biden said preliminary information suggested it was unlikely the missile was fired from within Russia, but was unable to say conclusively until the investigation was complete. Poland has summoned the country's Russian ambassador. Poland is also increasing the combat readiness of some troops and is considering activating Article 4 of the NATO Military Alliance Treaty. After two failed attempts, NASA launched its new Megamoon rocket earlier today from Florida. That comes less than a week after the massive machine withstood a hurricane. As expected, Charlie Blackwell Thompson, NASA's first female launch director, gave her go-ahead on Tuesday afternoon to start fueling operations. Here's Kennedy Space Center Director Janet Petro speaking ahead of the launch.
I got to say, I couldn't be more proud of the team out here. Everything we did to get to this point and then to have those two storms thrown at us at the last minute, Nicole, all the evacuations. As you know, one time we remained at the pad and the other time we had to roll back to the VAB. But I got to tell you, across the workforce, whether it was our program people.
The Artemis 1 mission, a test flight without astronauts, represents the first step in the U.S. Space Agency's plan to build a lasting presence on the moon and take lessons from there to prepare for a future voyage to Mars in the 2030s. A demonstrator who admitted to hurling a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD van occupied by four police officers during the 2020 George Floyd protests in Brooklyn has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Brooklyn federal judge Dora Irizarry imposed a sentence on 29-year-old Samantha Shader of Saugerties, New York. The FBI uncovered a video of Shader tossing that Molotov cocktail into the cruiser. Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association, spoke to NBC4 New York about the sentencing.
We're very lucky that the bottle did not break and it did not ignite all over that police vehicle.
The four officers escaped without injury. Three people, including a Shader, who authorities say has an extensive criminal history, were arrested on federal charges after a pair of NYPD vehicles were firebombed during those protests.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.